AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities in Texas say their priority is in finding victims, not discussing who's responsible for monitoring the weather leading up to the deadly floods that killed more than 100 people. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring says they have been overwhelmed by the generosity of so many.
We are working on a new system to accept donations. And when those plans are complete, we will post them online on the city's Facebook page. We are grateful. We need a new system to handle the generosity of the world. Financial donations can still go to communityfoundation.net. That's the community foundation of the Texas Hill Country.
Searchers in Kerr County have found 87 bodies. The hope of finding more survivors is increasingly bleak. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says first responders in Texas are still looking for a lot of little girls who remain missing after the devastating flood. Noem described the scene in Texas as President Trump met earlier today with his cabinet at the White House. She visited Camp Mystic in Kerrville on Saturday after the flood. Trump announced during the meeting that he and his wife Melania will visit Texas on Friday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports that as home buyers shy away from the market, more small investors are stepping in.
Real estate investors snapped up 27% of U.S. homes sold in the first quarter of 2025, the largest share in 5 years. That's according to a new report from the realty data platform Batch Data. The company says the rise reflects a slowing home market, with traditional home buyers discouraged by elevated home prices and mortgage rates. As properties take longer to sell, investors with cash and financing advantages are stepping in. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have attacked another ship in the Red Sea. We hear about it from the AP's Charles D. Ledesma.
The attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a Liberian-flagged cargo ship in the Red Sea has killed 3 mariners and wounded at least 2 others, an EU naval force official says. The attack on the Greek-owned Eternity Sea follows the Houthis' claim that they attacked and sank another vehicle on Monday in the vital maritime trade route. The bulk carrier had been heading north toward the Suez Canal when it came under fire by men in small boats and by bomb-carrying drones. The twin assaults are the first Houthi attacks on shipping since November 2024, raising fears of a renewed campaign against shipping that could draw in the US and Western forces, particularly after President Donald Trump's administration targeted the rebels in a major airstrike campaign. I'm Charles Ledesma.
For more information, visit apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.